Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What should you be doing to get a financial life in order if you're in your 30s? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When you're 30-something, your goal, your money goal, should be getting life together and getting serious about saving for retirement. Think about it. The last 10 years or so, you spent time working and may have reached the conclusion that you really don't want to work for the rest of your life. And if that's where you are, do a reality check and ask yourself, what do I need to do differently, money-wise? At this age, it's time to get greater clarity about your goals based on your current income and the assets you've accumulated. If you're married, be sure your spouse is in the same financial page as you. If you're getting married, be sure to talk openly before you walk down the aisle about how you'll manage the money. Separately, joint account, or a combination of the two. Just remember, it's your money, so take it personally. In your 30s is a good time to start catching up on savings and set new spending controls. You have a lot of major life changes going on, marriage, births, layoffs, that may set you back financially. If you started your own business, now's the time to establish a retirement plan in order to set aside tax-deductible, tax-deferred monies. Start with an IRA. Build and maintain an emergency fund of 12 months' worth of living expenses since you are self-employed. It's especially critical that you protect your assets and your growing family at this point in your life, so set up and maintain adequate life insurance and disability insurance. Carefully consider consolidating various accounts so that you have a greater control over your money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.